Now, there was a time when Al Gore could have gone by the screen name Lonely Politician 15. Nobody wanted to hear from him after he conceded the presidential race in 2000. That has changed for many reasons, including his movie on global warming and his business. Today's last word on business belongs to Al Gore's current TV. It features programs generated by the users. Sounds a little like YouTube. The former vice president is about to expand that service to British viewers, and he will have help from Rupert Murdoch's News Corp, the same company that brought you Fox News. Rupert's son, James Murdoch, says he agrees with Al Gore's effort to democratize television, and they even agree on global warming. And that's the business news on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Susan Stamford.